This is Eddie Palmieri, inviting you to join us in the Jazz Room with host Joe Watson Jones. Thank you very much.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We open the program with the music of our special guest, Latin jazz legend Eddie Palmieri. For over 50 years, he's been a giant in the Latin music and jazz. He's recorded over 30 albums and received 9 Grammys. We were able to briefly talk with Eddie Palmieri at the 2011 Newport Jazz Festival. He was just about to go on stage with his Latin jazz band. In this part one of this feature, he'll tell us about the beginnings of his career, and you'll hear a couple of the Grammy-winning songs that made him the son of Latin music. Right now, you are listening to Bianco's Waltz from the CD La Perfecta 2. Featuring Eddie Palmieri's longtime friend and music collaborator, Ryan Lynch, on trumpet.
Oh,
welcome to the Jazz Room,
Oh,
Eddie.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
We're at the Newport Jazz Festival talking with Eddie Palmieri, Latin jazz legend Eddie Palmieri, here for the 57th Annual Newport Jazz Festival. Now, you're going to perform for us this in a little while, right?
Right. In 10 minutes or something like that, approximately. 15 minutes. But
Can you tell us what are we going to look forward to?
Well, today we're under the heading of the Latin jazz, the Caribbean jazz septet.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I performed here, I did it with the Latin orchestra with vocals. You know, we have various orchestras, and I always had a dance orchestra in the Latin music genre. And then in the latter years, then I moved over to Latin jazz because the Latin music had changed so much, you know, and I wasn't happy with the change. So I've been traveling with the Latin jazz also, and we just did a tour in Europe, and we did it with a quartet. So there's a lot of different variations of what I perform with. But today, we'll be here with Mr. Brian Lynch on trumpet, Mr. Ronnie Cuba, known as the God of the Baritone by a dear friend called Michelle Sarge, that's what she calls him. Mm-hmm. Mr. Louis Fouché on alto, and a young man on bass called Luquez Curtis, Johnny Rivero on conga, Orlando Vega on bongo, and Jose Clausel on timbales, and myself on piano.
As we said earlier, Eddie Palmieri has won 9 Grammys for his music. Here are 2 of those winning songs. First, La Verdad, The Truth, title song from the 1987 Grammy-winning album. And after that, Palo Parrumba.
El tambor exige su respeto. Más
que tú piensas así de mí. Si jamás pienso mal yo de ti. Malo pa' rumba te cambio a ti. Respete aquí. La amistad cuando se da no se devuelve. Mejora tu entendimiento, te aconsejo. No me explico por qué tú piensas así de mí. Si jamás pienso mal yo de ti. Malo pa' rumba te cambio a ti.
Thank you.
You are in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. You just heard the Eddie Palmieri Latin Jazz Orchestra with La Verdad, The Truth, and Palo Paramba. We continue now with our interview with Eddie Palmieri at the 2011 Newport Jazz Festival. Right now, let's talk about your early time when you started playing music.
Well, it's all my mother. My mother arrived in 1925 from Puerto Rico on a very dangerous trip from Ponce to San Juan. At that time, there was no throughway. You had to go through the mountain roads. And she came with a cousin and, an aunt and an uncle, and arrived in New York in 1925. My father arrived in 26. They married in New York. They knew each other from in Puerto Rico. And then my brother was born, Charlie Palmieri was born 1927. One of the greatest pianists we've ever had. And then I was born in 1936. And as a young man, it was always my brother was always my inspiration. I was born in 112th Street between Madison Park, that's where we lived. And then I was raised in the Bronx, because by 5 or 6 years old, we moved to the Bronx. And those early years, all I can remember was what my brother brought home, the different bands, the different Latin bands also. And time he got married, I was 11. Then I had a school band, orchestra, and then after that, I went with different artists, one called Eddie Forestier, around 1954. Then I went with a gentleman called Johnny Segui, a bass player. My brother would recommend me to the bands. And then finally, I went to Vicentico Valdez in 1956. Vicentico Valdez was the vocalist for Tito Puente in the early years when my brother was playing a piano for them. Mongo Santa Maria was the conga player, things like that, okay? And true enough, by 1958, then I went with Tito Rodriguez, and by the late 60s, 61, I formed my first band, La Perfecta.
Okay.
And well, I've been on the bandstand now for 55, 56 years now.
Well, thank you so much, because those were a whole bunch of questions I was going to ask you.
I hear that my grandson, Ignacio, is here. Ignacio, are you here?
I'm over here.
In 1991, Eddie Palmieri disbanded his classic 60s band La Perfecta due to the death of trombonist, partner Barry Rogers, and because of financial difficulties. However, with the influence of trombonist Doug Beavers, Palmieri decided to return to his La Perfecta roots on this album, La Perfecta 2. This is Our Routine from the 2002 album La Perfecta 2. Featured on this album are Brian Lynch on trumpet, Conrad Herzig on trombone, saxophonist Mario Rivera, and percussionist John Rodriguez.
Thank you.
We've come to the end of another show. This ends part one of our feature interview with Latin jazz king Eddie Palmieri. In part two, you'll hear more of our interview with him at the 2011 Newport Jazz Festival. And yes, of course, more of his music that you can dance to. We love hearing from you. You can send your comments and questions through the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. Also, you'll find photos of Eddie Palmieri at the 2011 Newport Jazz Festival and a direct link to his website, eddiepalmieri.com. Until next time, you have been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.